Welcome to Super Tati's for Parshas Ki Seitze. Let's jump in with a Shlah. It's interesting, I got to learn, the Shlah often quotes a Rabbi Menachem HaBavli, who I got to research was not an Hamora, but was born in Greece in the 16th century and predated the Shlah by a generation of Rav Sefer Tamei Mitzvos. And he has a lot of different Ramazim in the mitzvos of the Sidra, but I want to share four because they're all a very stark muster to consider. First is Ma'akeh. He says the Ma'akeh, the fence around the roof. He says this is a Gag Gavoa, Romez Shiasa Gvul Lagaiva, meaning you need something above you to keep you from becoming haughty, because otherwise it is a cause of your falling. And it says, Ki yavol ha-nofel mimenu. This is the idea of lifnei shever ga'on. Pride cometh before the fall, meaning you need to limit yourself in your gaiva. Second, lo sasim damim v'veisecha. He says this is an idea that you don't want to be machtiyas harabim. So no gaiva, no machtiyas harabim. The third one is motzei svasecha tishmor. You need to keep your words. And here he is Merames, which I think is brilliant, 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 to the Gemara in Nida, where we say that a baby in utero is given a shvua. He's given a shvua, says, Te tzadik v'al te rasha, be a tzadik, don't be a rasha, meaning to say that the entire condition precedent upon you coming to this world was to be a tzadik, don't go in the other direction. And the last one is Machzir Grushoso, the idea of when it is inappropriate to remarry a woman who you divorced. He says this is referring to the neshama, because sometimes the neshama comes into a goof that has some certain purpose, a tikkun to do, because of whatever happened, perhaps in a gilgul, and therefore says lo yuchal bal harishon lashuv lakachto, meaning to say you don't want to just go back to the same old bad ways. The charge of the neshama is to improve and to be metakin. So that's the idea there. On to the Alshech. The Alshech had a number of very powerful comments to share with us. The first is that when he talks about ribis, the distinction in between ribis for a goy and for a Jew. For a Jew, it's lo sashich, and for a goy, it's lenochri sashich. So where does this come from? He says that the purpose of ribis is, we see kind of in some of the rules, is that a person who does do ribis, they're kofer in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they deny a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim shows that Klal Yisrael operates through miracles, and that way we recognize that Klal Yisrael is Hashkacha L'mayla Min HaTeva. And therefore, normally, a dollar or a shekel or a penny deployed needs to work for you, right? Derech HaTeva, my money needs to work for me. Otherwise, if I give it to somebody, it's not being optimized. But since we say that Klal Yisrael operates L'mayla Min HaTeva, I have no problem giving to somebody with no profits whatsoever, because Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me. Masha Ein Kein with a goy, right? Masha Ein Kein with a goy, because I give them, they live in Teva. Since they live in the world of Teva, I should give them ribis, because they're not shayach for this other operating system. They're shayach for the world of Teva, that the world of Teva is that the money needs to work. Okay, so next is the idea of a ma'akeh. So the Torah says that generally speaking, we have a obligation to do good for other people, even when they have done averos. That's why we put a ma'akeh on top of a roof so nobody falls from it, because this is really including somebody who is a chote. If they're not a chote, maybe a Kodesh Baruch Hu will protect them, right? But if it's a chote and a Kodesh Baruch Hu has made a decree that they're supposed to fall from the roof and die, you still need to protect them. So why? Meaning, if they had a gezeira, if they had a decree that, and they earned it, and their avera, you know, makes them deserve it, then why do we care? So that's why, says the Alshach, Kilayim is right next to it, because even though a kerem, for example, is good by its nature, and its produce is good by its nature, even so, when it becomes joined with something else, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that it will be injurious to each other, because one is going to cause the other one to become kilayim, and therefore it's going to become aser. He says the same thing with a ma'aka. When we make a ma'aka, it could be that if this sinner was going to stand on the roof of an Adam Kosher, on a person without any Averos, they wouldn't fall. Maybe there would be Shmira, maybe there wouldn't be any, you know, connectivity of Averos. But if he's standing on the roof of a person who's a Chote, then all of a sudden the Tuma of the Balabayas is going to connect with their Tuma, or in other words, the Chovos of each of them is going to create a circumstance that is fundamentally worse than that individual on their own, and you don't want to be a cause of any of that. So it's a very interesting thing. He's saying that Kilayim shows that even if a Chote dies on your watch, it could be in some way a simon about you, and you are in some ways spiritually a mazik. Next, we have the pasuk v'yased tiyeh lecha aznecha v'haya b'shivtecha chutz v'chafarta ba v'shavta v'chisisa es tseyasecha. So what is this idea? Here, the Alshich takes things a little bit in a remez, and he notices the references to the ear, and he talks about, he says, you know, a person falls off of a roof and they've hurt everything, right? Everything is injured. A doctor could put some sort of medicine on every injured part of their body. But he says a person who does averos and they hurt all of their body, they've injured themselves spiritually. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't go through the whole body. Start with one place. That's the ozen. And that's, you need to listen to Divrei Musar, and that will strengthen your entire body, and it will eventually slowly get deep into your heart to a point where you're going to do tshuva. And that's the idea that Yeshayahu says when he says, Shim'u usachi nafshachem, says, listen, and it's going to give life to your neshama, because that listening alone is enough. And this is why the Torah says, V'yaseiti elecha al aznecha, V'yabashivtecha chutz, V'chafartava v'shavtev chisisa es tseyasecha, meaning, look, find yourself a Rav who's a tzaddik, so you can listen in your ear to the Musar, and it's going to be this yosid. It's going to be this peg that's literally it's jammed into your ear, and with that you're going to cover up everything that is disgraceful, and then you're going to be able to come back into the machana. A beautiful idea, saying the chiyuv really that we all have to listen and to think. This next one I think is also very, very, very beautiful and clever, from the Orach Chaim. The Orach Chaim says that when it talks about wayward animals in Chav Beis Aleph through Dalad los yires shor achicha os siyo nidachim, when you see their animals kind of lost, v'yizalant im hashev tashivim lachecha, bring them back to your friend, v'im lo karav achecha lecha v'lo yadata, and you don't know where they are, v'asaf te'altos beisecha, take it to your house, v'ya imcha adrosh achicha oso v'ashivosolo, hold it in your house, and then you can give it back, v'chein ta'aseh lechamoro, v'chein ta'aseh l'sim laso, v'chein ta'aseh l'chol avidas achecha asher tovein mimenu matzasa, right? Don't let it go fall. Don't, you know, do what you can. He says this is a remez. Okay. This shows the chiyuv of rebuke that the tzaddikim need to give. And they are considered, they're considered achim, because they're really bringing you back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, when you see this animal, this is, you know, a Jew that are like behemos, right? These are the tzon kadoshim. That's why it's shor vaseh. Then you need to take care of them. And if they need to need a little help, that's fine. It says v'nidachta v'yishtecha v'yisa. It says nidachim. So it says hashev tashivim. You need to bring them back to the derech hatov. And you're going to get connected to aviyam shebashamayim. That's tashivim la'achicha. Bring them back to your brother. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this context. And he says that there's a chiyuv specifically im lo karov echecha. If your brother is not close, he says this is referring to the last galus. If they're not close, meaning they've been exiled. So now he says you need to save them from the Yetzer Hara. It says ve'asafto el toch beisecha. You need to bring them into your house, outside of the house of the Yetzer Hara. Adro shechecha. So until HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them again. V'ashivosalo. Bring them back with true tshuva. The Or HaChaim goes on. He says you need to get them all the way back until the day that they pass away. And it says that there are a lot of different components here, right? He says v'chein ta'aseh, you need to do it to all these other things. It says one is the goof, one is the neshama, and one is back to Torah. And he says l'chamoro, l'sim laso. L'chol aveidas achicha. He says each of them, so the chamoro is the ruchni, sim laso is, Torah, and the third one is, is the goof. See, each of them are different components, meaning to say that we do a full tshuva, and you need to help them, even if they've fallen down completely, only on the condition that they want to. And he says, "Lo tires chamor achicha nidachim." He says, "You don't. A tzaddik doesn't look at them and say, oh, I have no chiyuv to give tochacha for somebody who's really very close, or for somebody who's, you know, made a minor error or something like that." He says that's not true. He says, "Don't give up on them, right?" And he says that's only if they want to do tshuva, though. If they don't want to do tshuva, then maybe they might be considered a leitz, and then we say al tochach leitz. Wow, I realize I'm running out of time here, but let me do two more quick divrei Torah, like vortlich, and maybe a shaila. So, vaya ben habachor lasni'ah. There it's saying that the hated wife is going to have the bachor. The Or HaChaim says that it's actually a havtocha, it's lashon vaday, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is karov l'nishbrei lev. So the hated wife is going to get to give birth to the snua, now a kutzker. The kutzker has a very interesting line. He says that the punishment for the ben serah remora is so bad, not because they do bad things themselves, but because of the fact that they're a murah, is that they not only destroy their lives, but they destroy the lives of others, and that is really the corrosion and the greatest of all problems with respect to him. Next, just with respect to doing nails, it says, v'asasas tziporneh, Rashi says, you grow them so they be menuval, but the problem is that Rashi in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zion, v'yasa elokim es harakia, and there Rashi says, Tiknu amdo vihi, it says, Tiknu al amdo vihi asiaso. It says, making them kind of like grow, kmov asasas tziporneh, just like our pasuk. So there Rashi says, Vasasas tziporneh is tikun and asiya, as opposed to gidul venival. So how do we resolve that? Have a wonderful Shabbos.